prize. Beautiful.
Thank you.
We're sure to get the first prize this year. I know this is the best looking apartment in the whole building.
Well, I don't know, baby. The competition's pretty stiff this year. Mr. and Mrs. Russell got a genuine antique umbrella stand from Montgomery Ward. Now, that's gonna be pretty hard to top.
I still think we'll win. Anything else you want me to do, Mom?
Well, you could clean the inside of the stove.
Oh, Mom. Oh, Thelma. Okay.
Well, a loving daughter is the next best thing to a self-cleaning oven. Oh, James, just look at this place. I know exactly where I'm going to put the plaque.
Now, baby, you got to win it before you hang it. Now, look, I don't want to be no killjoy, but in this world, you got to be prepared for the fact that it ain't what you do, but who you know.
James, I feel too good to let you rain on my parade. Now, I know that the important thing in the contest is how good things look. And Mrs. Vinson is the head of the committee, and she is as honest as the day is long.
Yeah, that's the same thing they said about them people in Washington. You notice how short their day's been getting lately? Our plans look the way you like them?
Put the philodendron on top.
Now, which one is that? I don't know a philodendron from a collard green.
This one is the prettiest one. I didn't mean that, all the rest of you plants. I love you all, and I think each and every one of you is beautiful.
Maybe you're talking to them plants like they understand you.
They do, James. You'd be surprised.
I guess you're right. Them turnip greens we had for dinner talked back to me all last night. Yeah, cost me $1.95. Boy, them plants eating better than we do. Why don't we just sprinkle a little grits on them?
JJ, the plants don't like that kind of talk. Now, I'm sure you've upset them, so I want you to go over there and tell them you are sorry.
Me to apologize to a plant? Pardon me, plant. I'm sorry if I said anything to offend you. Hey, since I'm making a formal apology, don't you think I should be introduced formally first?
Okay. Plants, I'd like you to meet my smart, elegant son, James Jr. This is a philodendron. That's a Boston fern. This is a freckled plant. And that's an African violet.
Hello there, Philadelphia. Hello there, Boston fern. Hello there, speckled plant. And as for you, African violet, right on, bro. Well, if y'all excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom now. See, that's where us human beings...
JJ!
Well, goodbye, plants. And goodbye, my African violet.
Hi, Florin.
Hi.
Are you ready for this? Ta-da!
What have you got there?
Two adorable goldfish to put the finishing touches to your house. Beautiful.
Oh, Lona, they are beautiful.
And Mr. and Mrs. Evans, I'd like you to meet Ozzie and Harriet.
Gracious.
Ain't they? Now, this one's Ozzie and that one's Harriet. Or is this one Ozzie and that one Harriet? I can't tell the difference. But they ain't got no problem because they can.
Well, Lona, your bread ain't baked.
Here.
Oh, it really is nice. But, Lona, you shouldn't have spent the money.
What money? I got the bowl wholesale, and Ozzie costs what? 35 cents, and Harriet costs 50 cents.
How come Harriet costs more than Ozzie?
Because Ozzie just swims around the bowl. Harriet lays the eggs.
You really got everybody working, haven't you?
Got to get it together.
Mm, Well, I'm glad to see the house looking so good, because I got news for you.
What?
The judging committee is coming around this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure of that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, almost forgot.
What?
Here is some food for the fishes.
Good.
And when you feed in Florida, make sure you give more to Harriet.
Why?
Because the man at the fish store says she was pregnant. She may be eating for 46. Oh. Five fishing. See y'all later.
Okay, Lorna. And thanks again, huh?
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You know something, baby, y'all too much for me. How you supposed to know which one of them fish is Harriet?
Oh, that's simple. If one of them gets up in the middle of the night and wants chocolate crackers and sauerkraut, that's Harriet.
You know, your loaf could use another 10 minutes, too.
Hello there, vegetation. I'm back from the bathroom. Hey, where'd we get them goldfish from?
Well, Lorna brought them to brighten up the place a little bit.
Suppose I had to talk to them, too.
Well, they're living things. It wouldn't hurt to say something nice to them.
Okay. Hello, little gold brothers. May the water in your bowl always be wet.
Move your easel.
Fixing up the apartment and winning first prize mean that much, huh, Ma?
Well, it isn't just the first prize. It's taking pride in your surroundings and trying to make things look better.
Now, baby, I told you not to get your hopes up too high here. I mean, just because you're the best filly in the race don't mean there might not be a fix on.
James, I just know all this work ain't going for nothing. We just got to win the first prize.
All right.
Mama, Daddy, can I ask you an important question?
Uh-huh.
If you meet a brother on the street who was tired, hungry, and had no place to go, would you help him?
I guess so. That would be the Christian thing to do.
I thought so, Mama. Come on in, brother.
In my apartment today. Thelma, open the windows.
That won't be enough. I'll get the lights off.
Michael, come here. Why, of all people, and why of all times did you bring Ned the wino into this house today?
Well, Mama, he was lying in the gutter.
That ain't nothing new. We've been stepping on him for years. He's the closest thing the project have to a national monument.
Michael, come here a minute, sir. Now, we can't help this brother. He's a hopeless drunk.
I may be drunk, but I'm not helpless. Could a helpless man do that?
Get that man off my new covers.
Junior, come on. Help him up. He's in there. Look. Huh? It's gonna be all right. See, Michael, we all know he's a wino. He's been on the grape for years, and he won't get off.
That's right. His name's engraved in the Ripple Hall of Fame.
Michael, honey, you just got to get him out of here.
Mama, I had a long talk with him, and he promised he'd give up drinking and dry out.
That's right. I promise.
Easy, man.
All he needs is someone to help him. Mama, if he could just spend a few days here, he'd be all right.
A few days? Well, Lorna just told us that the committee will be here in a few minutes.
Michael, in order to help a man, the man's got to want to help himself.
But, Daddy, he does want to help himself.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see about that. Ned?
Huh?
There's almost a full bottle of Muscatel in the kitchen cabinet. You're welcome to it if you want it.
No, James. Now, I said I was gonna dry out, and that's what I'm... Almost a full bottle, huh?
Yeah, help yourself.
No, no, I promised Michael.
I told you he meant it. We can make a new man out of him. What do you say, Mama?
Honey, we just got the place spick and span. The committee is due here any minute. Oh, Michael, you pick such a bad time to be a good Samaritan.
Well, Mama, you always told us we were put on this earth to help others. Daddy, if we don't help him out, who will?
Look, folks, you don't have to bother. I don't blame you for not wanting me here.
Oh, wait.
I wouldn't drink that stuff if I was you, lady. It's got fish in it.
in. Michael, tell him he could stay.
Really, Mom?
James, get out the muscatel.
For Ned?
No, for somebody who really needed me.